Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Elder Nyamazana, good afternoon to you.
My brother, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you doing, my elder?
I'm doing pretty well. How is your side?
No, my side is doing okay. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you so much for asking. Now, we're talking about favoritism this afternoon. Children, they often see and understand more than adults might think, especially regarding who receives attention in the family. Now, while admitting to having a favorite child may be considered a parenting taboo, kids could feel intuitive about the existence of favoritism within their families. Now, is it even possible, practically speaking, for a parent to not have a favorite child? Is that a realistic expectation, Milo?
Well, you know, that's a very difficult and exciting question at the same time. Mm. Because, you know, naturally, they are good people. And
yeah,
they are good people. They are people who are naturally likable. You know what I mean? And this even applies to children. There are people, there are children who are naturally good, naturally likable. But I think as a parent, you then need to be very deliberate. You know, there are some children that they are just good. If you just give them an assignment to do, they'll just do it perfectly without complaining. And there's also that child who, when you ask them to do something, they will complain, they will not do the work perfectly, they don't like school, they are, you know, they are just not well behaved, you are always fighting and all those things. So naturally, there are people like that. And as a result, because you are a human being, there's also that natural inclination to then end up, you know, liking that one who is good.
Yeah.
But I think as a parent, you then need to be very deliberate and you know, to avoid showing that you love that child and you hate, you don't, you dislike, or you, not, you might not dislike, but you know, there's that child who's just likable. And we then, you know what I mean? So practically, it's difficult.
You know, because it actually takes me to the next question, because some parents will argue exactly what you're saying, that it's not necessarily that one child is a favorite, really, but perhaps the child is just easier to get along with for different reasons. For example, they are saying, they would say the personality, compatibility, etc. But can we say it's a valid reason that my elder, you know, all the things that you've mentioned, are they really truly valid reasons?
No, they are not. Unfortunately, they are not. Because as a parent, you then need to be very deliberate, because they are all your children, and how you treat them actually determine how they will behave even in future as adults. It will also even determine how they perform, even in their life, their success, school, the relationships and everything. So as a parent, you then need to be very deliberate to then come up with ways of, one, developing a strong relationship or positive attitude towards that other child who is not performing well. You then come up with a plan to say, okay, these are all my kids, how do I then, you know, deal with them fairly without having to discriminate or to showing favoritism. So those are very, they are not valid reasons in my view, because they are both your children, and how you treat them determines how they also perform in their lives. So you then need to be very deliberate and avoid that, you know, favoritism or that appearance of favoring somebody at the expense of the other child.
Yeah, true. Now, can a parent, control how they feel, even if they do, in fact, have a favorite child? Because I hear you are saying that, they should try by all means. But is it possible? Is it practical?
Yes, I think it has to be practical. You know, so many times, usually, I'll just give an example of that child who dislikes school. Because parents, we are so much worried about our children doing well in school most times. And, you know, for me as a Christian parent, I would also expect my kids to like church, to like God. You know what I mean? And, you know, there are some who can actually perform well in that area. So, but I think you can then, you can then avoid, it's avoidable to say, you know, instead of showing that favoritism, you then come up with practical ways of molding this other child. You know, sometimes even because psychologists, social psychologists say also behavior is learned. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
behavior is learned. So you then need to also try to come up with ways of changing that, support bad behavior that you are seeing in your child, and that can happen through positive affirmation, paying attention to them. You know, when they do well, you also compliment. Sometimes you also notice that even that child that you think is a bad child might actually also develop very good behavior by the way you interact with them. So for me, it's about being very deliberate and intentional.
Very true. Now, let's turn our eye to the Bible. We see that God refers to David as a man after God's own heart. I mean, you know, we see Jacob preferred over Esau. We see Joseph preferred over his 11 brothers. It does seem that God may have favorites. Is that a fair assessment?
I don't think that's a fair assessment. I don't think God does hate people. Neither does he show any favoritism to some people. I'm not a theologian, and I wouldn't want to delve much into those intricacies. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I know, everything that God does normally has a reason. For example, if you look at it, you know, the way he dealt with people like, you know, Esau, the people like Samson and all those things, and even David, he had a plan in terms of how Christ was to be born. And so we cannot say that God has favoritism, but sometimes God does things for his own sake. And we may not understand his dealings as human beings in our flesh, you know, because we are flesh, we are human beings, we have our limitations. But reality is everything that God does, he has his own. Because you also start to argue to say even Israel was favored. But, you know, God always has a plan and does things for his own purposes, which we may not understand. But if you look at verses, I was actually studying about it. There are verses that point to the fact that God was not showing favoritism. For example, if you read Romans chapter 9, verse 10 to 14, it is so explicit that God is not a God who shows favor, but he does his things just to prove some points, yes.
But I hear you, my elder, but he favored Israel over other nations. As a matter of fact,
yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, the way God operates and the way he does his things, we may not be able to really understand why he does what. But if you look at the coming of Christ, for example, is actually because when Christ came, when he died on the cross, he then says there's no more Greek, there's no more Judah and all those things. We are now all equal. So I think before the coming of Christ, I think God was trying to communicate a certain message. And I think that actually makes even those Gentiles and the Greeks, you know, it makes them much easier to appreciate the love of Christ, because earlier on, they were more like the marginalized groups. They were more like the aliens when it comes to Christianity. But Christ coming in, he's then equalizing everyone. He's putting us on an equal footing. And I think that helps them to acknowledge and appreciate more the love of Christ, including us Africans. You know, we are Israelites by faith. And that's why we appreciate more the love of God.
I see. Well, interesting discussion there, my elder. Thank you so much for joining us. Truly, truly appreciate your time. We just wanted to touch base and actually talk about that. Blessings to you. Now, Webb, lastly, your word to the parents and the children on this topic?
I would want to say to the parents, never ever show your children that you favor some or you dislike some, because that affects their performance in this, you know, as their children, their school, because they just, for example, the favored children may actually feel that they are superior, they are more important than others. That would then lead them to develop pride in their life. But those unfavored then also feel that they are inadequate, their self-esteem is affected, and that can also even affect their performance in school. So as parents, in as much as we have those bad children that do not behave well, we need to try as much as possible to love all the kids, regardless of their weaknesses or their strength.
True, very true. Well, Elder, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for making time to actually speak to us this afternoon. Blessings to you once again.
Thank you so much, my brother. Have a good day.
Thank you. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.